Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for swinging by and checking out Toddversations this week. I got to tell you, I am so fired up for this guest that we have today. I'm a newbie to this industry. I've learned a little bit. Now I know a lot more. I'm a huge fan of what this guy's done. He's a master chocolatier. He's a humanitarian. He's a visionary. He's been called Willy Wonka, I've heard. Been called that once or twice maybe before. Chocolate from the Bald Man. Please, everybody, give it up. From Blue Stripes Cacao and just kicking butt out there right now with an amazing product. Please give it up for Odette Brenner. Odette, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much.
It's truly a pleasure to be here. I am such a fan of what you guys are doing, and it's such a new convert to fully understanding cacao and what it is, and it's not chocolate and it's not all this other stuff, and getting myself up to speed. You know, you sent me your farm, your cacao farm box, or farm experience box rather. And it had everything inside of it. You know, it had the water, it had the pot, it had all this different stuff. And I never realized that there were so many things you could do with cacao, which I know we're going to get into deep today. And to show you what the fanboy is, I show these, literally these are in my studio. Your fruit, your dried cacao fruits are in my studio. I snack on them all the time. I'm literally a fanboy, hardcore. So once again, welcome to the show. And I'm super glad that you're here. I'd like to just get started with you because you have such an amazing story. You really have two stories. You have the first version, and then you took a little hiatus, and now you're back to version number two. Yeah.
The same like the chocolate and cacao, you know?
Exactly. It's exactly. You're exactly.
Two faces, completely the opposite. So, yeah.
For sure. So tell me a little bit. Let's go back to before you took your hiatus, before you got into the cacao business. Let's go back and share your journey and kind of who you were in your bio and what you did before Blue Stripe Urban Cacao fired up.
So, yeah, most entrepreneurs, when they start talking about themselves, they get high on their own supply. They love it and they don't stop. So I really try to make it short, because what's the interesting part? Interesting part for people that are listening, because I'm not a chef. I never had a passion to food or to cacao or to chocolate or to anything. So it was not like this was my dream and the dream come. Mm-hmm. There is a beautiful famous saying of John Lennon that goes more or less like life happens to you while you're busy planning other things. And that's my life story. He said it very well. And to me, I wanted to become a writer. I wanted to write. I was writing from a very young age, reading a lot, and I'm Israeli in origin. And when I decided I want to start writing, you know, in Israel, you have to go 4 years to the army, military service. When I finished this, decided I'm going to start writing seriously. I had to make some money in order to have some kind of a studio or someplace where I want to sit and write. Sure. And the government in Israel, offering people very basic courses that they pay you if you're going there. And to me, it was an incredible way to make money without working too hard and write my first novel. And I looked at the different courses there. None had anything to do with me. And I didn't really care because I just wanted the money to write my first novel. One of the courses was pastry. I never baked before. I was not interested in baking, and honest, I'm not interested in that today as well. But I did this course. I wrote terrible, and then, but I was still totally in love in this romantic idea, and I decided to start and to travel in Europe. It was in Europe, in all these romantic places, Paris, Austria, Germany, sure, where all my hero authors and writers came from. And I was working with pastry chefs there and became quite an expert. Although for me, it was all about the writing, I was suddenly becoming an expert in pastries and dessert. Came back to Israel, opened a small chocolate shop, still wanting to write and planning that I will do some chocolate and writing. But then the chocolate took over. And then very quickly, Max Brenner came to life. And the thing behind it, and I think that's the interesting thing, was that when I started to sell chocolate and I was talking to people about chocolate, I saw that Yeah, they talk about taste. Mm-hmm. Obviously, chocolate is delicious, but mm-hmm. most of the time they were talking about a lot of emotional things around chocolate. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Chocolate is the most beautiful love gift. Sexy. Memories from their childhood that they used to have this candy that they really loved, that their sure. grandma was bringing this and this chocolate from abroad that they couldn't resist. And say, why is the retail experience of chocolate stores is so limited to this traditional European classic way, which is beautiful, but it was not reflecting what people wanted and what people chocolate experience was in their imagination.
Sure.
And that's how Max Brenner started. When I started it, I didn't know how far I'm going to take it. And eventually we created these very huge restaurants with crazy chocolate experiences. Really, when people ask me, what do you do there? I said, I close my eyes. I say chocolate. And then my association starts to work. And that's how I create for this place. And this place was really like a Willy Wonka come true.
It was.
We had eventually close to 80 restaurants around the world, in Australia, Japan, here in the US, in Israel, in Russia. Quite successful, big fans. So this was the chocolate concept side of it. The business side of it was that it was like a lot of entrepreneurs. A lot of things are happening on the way, especially when you start very young at the age of 25, sure. make some mistakes, sign on some things that you shouldn't sign. and then suddenly these things come from the cabinet and they haunt you. And I had some, and again, I mean, we can go into the details, but not that important. But eventually, and unfortunately, I was sued by the company that, a very big food conglomerate from Israel that bought Max Brenner. I was still part of the company. I was still the bold man, but they sued me forced me legally to sign on a 5 years non-compete. And for right. 5 years, I couldn't do anything. Literally couldn't say the word chocolate, do anything with chocolate. I was almost unable to shave my head because the bald man was a signature. And this was the 5 years that, I mean, either it's a choice. You can decide if you want to really get depressed from such right. a traumatic event, or to me, it was a time that I could learn and think what are going to be my next steps. And my next steps was I decided that I want to open what I call the Starbucks of chocolate, small retail stores. But this literally led to what Blue Stripes is today. And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because when I started this small chocolate, Starbucks of chocolate, which the idea was really simple operation every day, I wanted to create, to bring into the menu also a healthy element, because today, you know, health is not the trend anymore. Maybe the indulgence is the trend, but health is the mainstream. And I wanted it to be aligned with the concept. And in order for it to be aligned with the concept, I couldn't just bring, I don't know, oatmeal, acai bowls and this. And I discovered, you said you are new to this industry. I was also new, and I think a lot of us knew. I discovered yeah. the cacao fruit, and I didn't know how far I'm going to take it. And I didn't know how many magical secrets are hidden in the fruit. And this was the beginning of Blue Stripes, because yeah. in this store that we had in New York, I started to develop and discover all the healthy aspects of the fruit, which eventually translated to CPG yeah. and to what we're doing today. And we'll talk about it later.
Hi. This is Dr. Gary Beal, CEO and co-inventor of NaturWrap, a revolutionary coating designed to extend shelf life and cut food waste. Thank you for listening to Todd Versations and Todd Betts. Food waste is a worldwide pressing topic. Here are some of the facts that you need to know. Food waste takes up more room in landfills than anything else. In the United States, we discard more food than any other country, about 80 billion pounds per year. Food waste contributes to 11% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. At Nabucco, we're revolutionizing the produce industry with our OMRI-approved NatureWrap edible coating. Our goal is to reduce food loss, improve profitability, and elevate sustainability. We're in the business of bringing fresher produce to tables around the world. Check us out at NabuccoInc.com.
You said something really interesting, and I wanted to comment on it, is that you had entrepreneurial spirit very, very young. And no matter what anybody does, they can't crush your entrepreneurial spirit. I don't care, you know, the legal battles, people that kick you when you're down, all of that crap. That's inside you. That's inbred, you know, and that passion, that leap of faith mentality, all of that. I'm very proud of you for picking yourself up.
I mean, sometimes I feel sorry for myself, but I can't do different. I mean, yeah, I have this spirit. You know, sometimes my wife told me at one stage, she said, look, because I said, look at me, like I had to start everything from the beginning. She said, look, it was your choice. You could have, you had already the name and the reputation. Yeah. You could have gone and worked somewhere, but you can't. You're an entrepreneur by heart and soul. And that's it. And it doesn't matter. So
well, you got to feed stand up. You got to feed your passion. Stand up. Just like, you're feeding people. You got to feed your passion. You can't. And, you know, and that's the beauty, I think, of that mentality. And to see what you've done, right, to go through, to know what the story was, and I was privy to what the story was, to see what where you're at today. And I really want to get into this because I'll be honest with you, man, this is one of the top brands that has come across my plate in a long time, for sure in the last 2 years. I mean, I am that engaged and that really into what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. I think when we get into the why and how you're changing the industry, I think people are going to be blown away. But before we do that, let's back up. Let's get people up to speed. What is cacao? I mean, it's the food of the gods. So if it's good enough for the gods, it's got to be good enough for everybody, right? So just tell everybody, what is cacao? Because cacao isn't chocolate, right? And there's a difference.
First, I want to set something. People ask me a lot, what is cocoa and what is cacao? So basically, I mean, people are thinking that this is just the words in English and in Spanish. Cacao in Spanish is this fruit that is behind you that they can see on the back. Yeah, but so that's cacao in Spanish, and cocoa is the fruit in English. But today, mostly marketing wise, people are using the term cacao for mostly for the raw expression of the fruit.
Sure.
And cocoa is, let's call it cocoa powder. Okay, the more production of a product. So that's cocoa and cacao. What is cacao? A fruit grows on a tree, not too tall. It's a size of a football. I call
it's
it
huge.
like the football of nature. Because it really looks like a football.
It does.
Also with the ridges and this. And then when you open the fruit, when you crack it open, inside there is a white pulp. Extremely delicious. Tastes almost like a lemon, something citrusy with a hint of vanilla. So there is like a tropical, nuance to it.
It's almost pudding in texture in some ways.
And then inside the pulp, there are beans or seeds. And from these seeds, you make chocolate companies make chocolate. Very simple, basically. They grind it into a paste. The beans has 50% fat content, which is cocoa butter. Mm-hmm. And then the chocolate companies are playing or kind of, this is the recipes that they do in order to create chocolate. They decide how much sugar to add to the paste or milk powder, decide how much fat they wanted it to extract fat, to add fat. That's how they make chocolate. So that's basically cacao. That's
the love it. I absolutely, and grown, what, re, I mean, grown all
grown,
over the world.
Grown all over the world, around the equator. So just to name few, I mean, from Ecuador, Venezuela, Brazil, then you can find great cocoa in Papua New Guinea. And then if you go to the east, so Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Yeah. Obviously, all the islands, Caribbean, Trinidad. Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely. So now we kind of framed up, excuse me, a little bit about what cacao is, give people a little bit of the backstory to understand. So now, and I asked you to do this specifically because I think this is such an incredible story. I'd like for you to share the story of your breakfast and how you discovered cacao and just, you know, that whole discovery process you went through that morning when it's like, holy crap, what is this? So, and you had that entrepreneurial moment of like, hey, there's something here.
So it actually didn't start completely with the fruit. It started, I went to a Jamaica, somebody, you know, I had 5 years of non-compete, so I had a lot of time. I went to Jamaica, somebody wanted to show me some coffee and interesting things in the Blue Mountain, a local guy. I met him there. I stayed at his house. And in the morning, he told me, we're going to make for you cacao tea. And what they showed me was they had like a black ball. This ball is basically the paste of the beans, which what they do in a very traditional way. Mm-hmm. They take the beans, they grind it by hand, with almost like with a roller pin or something. Right. They're just grinding it, get a paste, mold it into balls. They keep these balls, and when they want to make what we call hot chocolate, but they call cacao tea. They grind it, and then they take it. They like they grind it a little, and then they put it in water with spices and sugar or honey, strain it. And then because it has some pieces, strain it. And then basically you get like a very delicious hot chocolate. When I saw this, I was already, wait a second. This is just such a beautiful raw form of making hot chocolate. I have to somehow bring it to my new cacao shop concept. Because if I'm telling the story of cacao and the cacao shop, why can we just drink which is incredible, the traditional European hot chocolate made from real chocolate, thick, incredibly delicious. Said, I'm sure people would be interested to taste this raw cacao because the taste of it is extremely raw. So you really taste, I would almost exaggerate and say, but you really taste the jungle, you taste the terroir, you taste the flavors are flavors of a product that is completely unprocessed. There's a beauty to it. Yeah. In the morning, he took me to the Blue Mountain. He told me that there's some cacao plants there, cacao trees, because they used to grow cacao there in the Blue Mountain as well. But cacao was not such a profitable crop, and they moved completely to coffee. There's issues there in growing cacao in Jamaica. And then when we saw the tree, he just cracked open a fruit, gave me to taste it. And then he showed me, and I was like, wow, it's so delicious. And he said, yeah, I'm going to show you later. We'll take some fruit and I'll make for you some cacao juice. And he made cacao juice from the pulp. And I was like, wow. Yeah. I mean, this is exactly what I'm looking for my cacao shop. I didn't know that cacao juice is so delicious. Why are we just using the seeds when we can use this? I didn't understand that I will discover that eventually we can actually use 100% of the pod, not just the pulp, but also the shell. And from this stage on, I really became like a hub for... let's call it international cacao knowledge, or mainly I would say cacao knowledge that's come from all these countries of origins, because the people there are doing, you know, not like us sometimes in the Western world. Sure. Based on history, you know, the Spaniards, they were just taking the beans, making chocolate, didn't care about the rest, which was okay when the world was small, but now it's different. And I was just like discovering more and more and more things about cacao.
You flipped the entrepreneurial light switch on and off to the races you went. And, you know, cacao is really interesting. And I dove into it, right? Because, I mean, and like I said, I'm a huge fan of what you guys are doing. The product's in my house. It's literally something that's a part of our, you know, part of our kitchen cabinets. as well as in my studio. But cacao truly is a really unknown fruit in a lot of ways. And people, I don't think, recognize that it's a true superfood. If you dissect it and you really get into the weeds, and I'm going to touch on it just really quick and kind of throw it back to you a little bit, but you know, it's got natural energy, immunity, heart health, mood, muscle function, digestive system, nerve system, bone structure, blood system. All of these things are positively affected by this amazing gift from nature.
I want to be here respectful and humble for nature in general. I think in general, almost everything we find in nature is incredible. Is incredible for us. Almost everything. I mean, we obviously for marketing purposes, we love to say this is the most amazing. This, but everything is amazing in nature, and really every fruit, every vegetable, it's incredible. And there are so many things hidden in every fruit and vegetable that we don't have a clue even.
Right.
That being said, that's exactly what cacao, because yes, we already know in the last 10 years that cacao is not chocolate. It's a superfood. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of recipes and other products of CPG companies, you find cacao powder or cacao nibs or other things. But it's not just the nibs and it's not just the beans. The cacao fruit itself contains so many other things. And like you said, it really varies from energy to whatever, because it's a beautiful harmony, and nature is a beautiful harmony, and we should embrace it more and more and eat healthy and use nature to the max, because just incredible things there. And the world is changing, so we cannot just, I mean, what was right maybe 100 years ago when the world was smaller and less people, that's fine. But today we should use everything that we grow, everything that we put energy to it, and especially if it's so incredible.
100% agree. I mean, look, I say it all the time. Food, you know, food can hurt you and food can help you, right? It's a choice is yours. You either eat something you can't, you know, it's got ingredients you can't pronounce, or you look at lean into things that are coming directly to your point from nature, things that are going to be that, you know, that have been here on this planet for a very long time and have been fueling people for a very long time, right? There's a reason why it's here. And I think you're absolutely right that it's extremely important that we recognize the value of all of our food that's available to us and make those choices. You know, and cacao is one of those areas that is just a super positive choice for people to lean into. You know, and not to be remiss to bring up, you know, that, you know, Easter's coming. This is a great alternative, you know, as an item to change maybe what you're doing at home at Easter with your kids. Maybe it's something to give out as a gift. Try something a little different this year. Right? Because it's the stuff is really delicious. It's quite amazing. One of the things you said, and I want to touch on this, as we kind of talked about it being a superfood too, is that, you know, you call cacao a 100% guilt-free experience. And I just love that. And can you tell me what that means and kind of share with what that mindset is?
Well, it's exactly, I think, what you were just talking about, just referring to, because if you use it the way we use it, if you're using it natural without adding all kinds of weird ingredients that you can't pronounce, if you are processing it as less as possible and keeping the core of this fruit, then it's a guilt-free experience. I mean, you're just fueling your body with excellent stuff. Drinking cacao juice is just, I mean, purely drinking the best. I mean, or what we call cacao water is purely drinking the best that there is for nature to offer us. Everything with it is like this. So, yep.
Well, yeah, it does. You know, and I'm just going to lean into what's sitting here in my studio on the table. But I mean, the antioxidant level on this is 9 times blueberries. I mean, you can't look at it and think, okay, you know, hey, I love blueberries too, but it's like, what a great alternative. And these, like I said, these dry cacao fruits, they're off the chain, dude. They're just, I have a real problem with these. I'm eating them. I love them too much.
We think that it has a good chance to compete with dried mango, which is like, I mean, literally the candy of nature. Yeah. So, I think these have, because they have this tartness and sweetness and all together, it's very, very unique product.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Here's a $100 question I'm going to throw at you. What is Blue Stripe Urban Cacao? What is the business that you're making right now?
Clear and simple. I mean, we are just upcycling 100% of the cacao fruit and bringing cacao fruit products to the market. When we created the line of products, we made maybe the biggest mistake in business, which people told us not to do. But again, life is planning something else for you than what you're planning. So we wanted to show that there is endless potential to cacao. So you can do from granolas to cacao water to cacao chocolate bars to baking mixes that are based on the cacao shell flour to dried cacao fruit, trail mixes. Don't know, you name it. We made probably around 20 different products. I'm saying mistake because usually the smartest advice that every businessman will give to a big entrepreneur that is just beginning his journey, focus, don't go too wide. It's impossible to support it financially, marketing, sales, impossible operationally, extremely complicated. But we did it because we decided we want to show, to your question, what is Blue Stripes? It's showing the endless potential that is hidden in the upcycled cacao. And I'm saying upcycled because the chocolate companies just take the beans, which is around 30% of this entire fruit, and they discard 70% of it. We take the 70% and turn it into products. Decided that we're going to show the potential that is hidden in this entire cacao fruit. And eventually, although we did want eventually to focus, decisions were made for us, and Whole Foods and then Thrive Market in parallel decided that they do want to show this incredible potential that is hidden in the cacao, and that's what we're going to do. So
right. you just launched nationally with Whole Foods. Congratulations.
So we're going to launch nationally with Whole Foods with 15 SKUs,
beautiful,
different categories in April and May. So there's going to be whole cacao granolas, trail mix, the dried cacao fruit smoothie pouches, four different cacao waters, whole cacao beans covered in chocolate, really big launch nationwide. Very, very exciting, especially for us that, you know, we hardly know how, where to produce it. A lot of it is extremely new. Sure. Just to think how to bring, it's not that you're calling some broker or vendor and telling him I need frozen cacao and he's just saying no problem, I'll deliver it to you. We need to solve a lot of logistics problem. How to bring cacao, how to bring it in the best quality, how can you really preserve all the functional benefits, the nutritions, the flavors. All of it is a huge operational challenge. But that's it. I mean, I think we'll be able to overcome the challenge and to launch in April and May, and then in the later in the year with Thrive Market, we're doing also a very big co-branding project of Thrive Market together with Blue Stripes, telling the incredible story of the whole cacao, the upcycling, and the use of every part of the cacao.
Well, you know, you're literally building a new industry. When you think about it, that 70% of that pod approximately has gone to waste up until now. I mean, you're blazing a trail that nobody else is really looking at. You're making flour. You're making, you know, all these different products. You're making, you know, all these different, and the water, the cacao water, they're fantastic. Right. And so I think that your challenges are changing an industry, and that's while I know it can be tough and keep you up at night a little bit, what a great entrepreneurial trail you're on, because you're revolutionizing something. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, again, you're changing an industry. You're going to 100% usage, which trickles down. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because that's not what the norm is. You touched on it earlier in the broadcast where you talked about how in Jamaica, they weren't making any money growing cacao. Well, if you're throwing away 70% of what you're spending to make, you know, to produce, that's a tough, you know, I went to public high school, but damn, that math is tough to equate. So one of the things that you do, and one of the things I loved in looking at what you guys are doing at Blue Stripe is your whole cacao, what you call your tri-philosophy, right? Which is you, which is the farmer and the planet. Can you talk about that a little bit and how that comes together? Because I think that speaks, I think really it truly speaks from your heart about who you are as a person and what matters to you. And I love that part about this brand.
Hi, this is Dr. Gary Beal, CEO and co-inventor of NatureWrap, a revolutionary coating designed to extend shelf life and cut food waste. Thank you for listening to Todd Versations and Todd Betts. Food waste is a worldwide pressing topic. Here are some of the facts that you need to know. Food waste takes up more room in landfills than anything else. In the United States, we discard more food than any other country, about 80 billion pounds per year. Food waste contributes to 11% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. At Nabucco, we're revolutionizing the produce industry with our OMRI-approved NatureWrap edible coating. Our goal is to reduce food loss, improve profitability, and elevate sustainability. We're in the business of bringing fresher produce to tables around the world. Check us out at NabuccoInc.com.
So look, usually, I think in life, I don't know, maybe it's a law of nature. When you're doing something good for some reason, it's good in every aspect of it with almost no effort. And that's the beauty of doing things that are really good, when you crack the code of goodness. So something is so everything falls into places, and that's what happens here. For me, you know, I had a beautiful career in making chocolate, but doing that started as a business. I'm not going to lie. I had to recover from at least financially issues that I had from my first entrepreneurship round. But so it started as this, but when I discovered what can really be done with cacao, it completely shifted from just being a business. Mm-hmm. And it is completely, honestly, a very mission-driven business, because we really saw that, yes, it started as a business and it will obviously continue in order for it to be sustainable as a business. But we really understood suddenly that, hey, we can change the world here. And we can change the world in an industry that is so big. I mean, we're talking about chocolate. We're not talking just about, I don't know what, some weird fruit from the Amazon. This is chocolate. The world is consuming it in huge amounts in different applications, from ice cream, cookies. And if we can change it in that way, So this is really a mission. And now what we found out was that, like I said, when you do something right, everything falls into places. So what happens here is, one, you're stopping waste. And we're not going to go into it in details, but food waste in general, considered to be maybe the number one reason for global warming, for all kinds of gases that are coming out of this incredible food waste. We just see, look at the way we consume in restaurants, in our house, how much we are just like eating and throwing the rest and don't care. I don't know, tasting a fish, throwing 85% of the fish because we don't feel like eating it now. Mm-hmm. So food waste is one thing, because there is so much chocolate produced, instead of just taking the beans, we're processing now every part of it. Fantastic for the environment. Sure. Farmer, until today, farmer grew the pod, took everything out, sold only the beans. Today, It's not a theory. It's not a greenwash. It's not anything. Practically, Blue Stripes is buying today a kilo of cacao pods, three times the value that a regular cacao chocolate company was buying until today. Because if they were paying for a kilo of beans, $2.50 a kilo, more or less, today, add to this, so the fruit is divided almost third. If you buy, we pay for a juice around $2 a kilo. We are paying for flour, for shell, another $2 a kilo. Altogether, a kilo of cacao pod worth today three times more than this. Add to this that the farmers, and this is the vision, instead of needing also to do all the labor, cutting the fruits, drying the beans, etc., today, and I think that's where the industry will go, they will basically sell the fruits like we're selling oranges or like right. We're selling apples. They will sell the fruits, get hopefully three times more on the fruit because we can pay three times more on the fruit. And then it will go to centers where you are processing the fruits. And in these centers, they will process it to cacao fruit products, to cacao shell, to cacao beans, and send everything from there. So this is a big change. And then for us, the consumers, we're discovering a fruit that we spoke enough about it, how magical it is, how many functional benefits are hidden there, how delicious it is. So it's a win-win-win.
100%. And I mean, and one of the areas that I'm deeply passionate about is farmers and farming and realizing that, you know, we don't have a lot of second generation farmers coming. We got a lot of people coming onto this planet. We're going to have to figure out how to feed. Those conversations are big, they're meaningful, and they need to continue to happen. This is a prime example of really making such a positive change to an agriculture community. It has to have meant a tremendous amount to the farmers, their families, the communities that they're in. Do you have any story or something that pops into your mind of just your impact? Because, you know, I'm sure that somebody's come up and shook your hand and given you a hug and said thank you for what you're doing.
Every time we are operating now only in Ecuador, and I mean every time we come to Ecuador, the love we get, the support, the excitement. They see there in their own eyes how this industry is changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening also so fast. I mean, obviously, Whole Foods are being like incredible in Whole Foods and Thrive Mart. What they're going to do, I already see the change that they're doing just by saying yes to something like this, just by supporting it, both Whole Foods and Thrive Market. Just by understanding the meaning of it, I can see that suddenly I'm calling my farmers in Ecuador and I'm telling them we need three containers of 20 ton juice each container. They can't believe that until literally 3-4 months ago they were just throwing this pulp way down the drain. We are ordering containers of cacao flour of the shell. Until 3-4 months ago, this was just a waste product. So for them, it's literally happening in front of their eyes. And I just think that, we are the driver to make the change. But on the other hand, without the incredible support and I would say alertness mm-hmm. of these beautiful retailers like Whole Foods and like Thrive Market, that we're really aware of what's happening, alert, looking at it, understanding the potential, understanding the impact and supporting the impact, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. So
it's an amazing story. I mean, and what I love about what you just said is that you said when you go down to Ecuador, the love that you get back from people, because you are positively impacting an industry that doesn't necessarily, you know, and I'm not going to about picking on the chocolate and say, I don't think anything had a change, but you have found a way to uplift people's lives and from it are creating things that uplift people's lives just because the sheer nutritional value of what they've got and what they're bringing to the table.
And the nice thing here is that it's very natural and harmonious. It's like not, I mean, I appreciate when companies kind of saying we're giving back, we're contributing. It's nice. But here, it's built into the structure. I mean, the structure is just changed from having an X value to cacao. Now the value is 3X. The customer is getting the value. The environment is getting the value. The farmer is getting the value. But this is built in the system. It's not something that we need to do. Sometimes when you try to do things that are external to the system, it's not sustainable. It's good for a few months, couple of years. Slowly, slowly, the energy is going out of it. Here, that's it. That is part of the system. From now on, and I hope from next year and 2 years from now, when more and more companies will join us in using the cacao the way we use it, this system, this structure changed forever. From now on, you are not just getting cacao and just taking beans. From now on, you are buying the beans, the fruit, the shell, and you are paying for each part of it for the farmers. You are saving all this waste, and you're bringing these incredible products to consumers, which I'm sure when more companies will join, there will be more creativity added to this process, and there will be more and more creations.
Absolutely. No, I think it's great. I mean, it's why that, you know, again, being a fanboy, it's why I was so, I'm going to say the word shocked when I got into the weeds and started figuring out what this really was, because I stood back from the perspective of 70% waste, right? And waste globally, and I'll have to fact check the number, but I think on a global scale, waste is almost a $3 trillion problem. When I got into that and recognized the change that you were making, again, environmentally, but I really got into the communal change that you're making for your farmers. That's the kind of stuff that needs to be uplifted. So I'm excited. One of the reasons I'm excited to have you come on is to share that part of the story, because that's going to resonate. That's impactful to people to make difference in people's lives and their own personal health. So I think it's fantastic. So we talked about finding, product at Whole Foods, with the national launch. We know we got Thrive Market going, but also too, and so folks can get on the website, bluestripes.com. You've got a shop.
Get there after April, because until April, the website is almost empty. We don't have time to take care of it. We don't have time to take care of anything. All efforts, production focus is going to be towards the Whole Foods launch and then Thrive Market launch. So all the focus is there, but in April we'll have all our pipeline filled again with products and being much more ready for people to try and consume. And obviously, yes, it would be incredible if people will come to our website, bluestripes.com, like you said, and try it.
Absolutely. They need to, and I know they're going to. And like I said, it's just, this broadcast is going to, out here in April, we've got people, obviously Easter coming. It's try it, throw it out to your kids, give it a shot. I'm telling you, get these fruit leathers, roll up. They're off. They're just stupid good, and they're addicting. That's my problem. Like, you have a couple and it's all of a sudden I've got another handful. So tell me, just kind of frame up a little bit for us as we kind of wrap up our time together. What, obviously you got the big rollout coming this month in April. You got these things going on. What else is coming up in 2022? I mean, I know your plate is full, but I mean, I'm assuming that you're going to continue to drive forward.
Honestly, look, in terms of innovation and this, I mean, I have so much in my pipeline, but it's better not to do anything for now because there is so much happening and it's enough and it needs to, it just needs to practically be on the shelf and for people to try. These are the two main things for us. Thrive Market and Whole Foods. Like I said, Whole Foods in April, May, Thrive Market towards the end of the year. Both are telling the entire upcycling story of the whole cacao fruit. But we will sell also the cacao waters and the chocolate, the whole cacao chocolate bars. We will sell them in other beautiful natural chains like Bristol Farms, Erewhon, Harmons, all kinds of great retailers that are open and interested to try innovation, to tell stories like this that are really, as we've seen, changing the world, changing the world of the, changing the way we consume things, changing also the way, you know, farmers, environment, and this can benefit from doing it right. So
a little cacao powder in your coffee in the morning does not suck. It's pretty nice. Tastes pretty good.
Yep.
Just let you know, just put it in, blend it. Whoop. I had it this morning. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's just, you know, it's fantastic. When I think about what you're doing and the impact that you're making, I mean, you know, again, it's really a pleasure for me to have you on here to share the story, because I just found it to be so intriguing and so meaningful, and so worthy of, I think, people's time and attention, especially when we start again to talk about the way that food and cacao specifically can change your life in a whole lot of myriad of ways, whether it's, you know, being a superfood and something you want to put into your diet, or you're changing farmers and communities, you know, working on perpetuating another generation of growers out there that we do desperately need on this planet to go forward. So as we wrap up our time together, I just have one final question I want to put to you as we kind of sum up everything that you've been through in your life. If you could just say one thing about your journey and the path that you're traveling and what you've been on, what would it be?
One word, you say, or
no, just one thing. Just no, not one word. Hell, that's, there's no way. You're not a one word guy.
Look, well, there is nothing more rewarding than doing things that are meaningful. And when you're doing something meaningful, the rest doesn't matter. I'll be honest, I'm a businessman. I want to make money. But at the end of the day, it's all about the meaning. It's all about waking up in the morning, like, you know, when you are young and you learn the first, remember when I learned the first instrument to play, and then we had like a little group, and I was waking up in the morning and, you know, I just wanted to meet the group and play and play and play, and the passion and the energy.
Yeah.
This energy shouldn't be finished. And when you have a meaning, then nothing matters. It doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter if you fall, if you stand up. It all serves the meaning. And then you get in return an incredible, incredible positive energy.
Purpose, meaning, all of it, man. That's just beautiful. Absolutely. You know, I'm just excited for what you guys are doing. Again, thrilled that you're here. I look forward to getting the emails and the text messages back from people going, I went online, I bought this stuff. It's great. I can't wait for that. And I'm looking forward to getting that feedback, which of course I'll certainly share with you. But what a thrill to have you come on and share your journey with us. I mean, I really do appreciate you and what you're doing. And I can't thank you enough for the efforts and the sticking your neck out again and that entrepreneurial spirit, and keep up the fight. Don't, you know, as you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, those leaps of faith, go say, you run those challenges. Don't let those challenges get to you, because you've got something that's going to win the day, and we need more of you out there in the world. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for watching. We really do appreciate this. What a great show. What a great dude to be hanging out with. I can't wait. Can't wait to talk when we turn the camera off either, but just super fun. Remember, you know, one of the things I say all the time to everybody is go inspire somebody. If this conversation doesn't fire you up a little bit and inspire you, I don't know how to help you. I mean, I come over and hit some paddles on you and pump you up a little bit. I don't know, but you know, this is what we're all about. And inspiration is a hard thing. It's not a hard thing to give to people. You can do it. You know, Adet just did it to us just now for 45 minutes. And I'm going to go out and make sure I inspire somebody today. And I encourage you to do the same. So thanks for watching. We'll see you. Don't forget to check us out on social media. We hang out with where all the cool kids are. Love us up. We'll love you back. And,